Hello. Today we have cards for May 20th and 21st, 2022. And they are the Six of Wands, the Four of Wands reversed, and the Lovers. Le Scandale. That doesn't look right without italics. Feel free to apply your own. I suppose this spread doesn't have to be scandalous. It's just the Lovers of the Morgan Greer deck, naked and hidden away from prying eyes, in a dense green jungle. I dare say would appreciate some privacy at this time. In the upcoming position, the Lovers, number 6 of the Major Arcana, is a karmic card, number 6 being a karmic number. Major Arcana are major life events, or turning points, if you will. The Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot is the most popular deck in the world, relying primarily on biblical imagery and symbolism, as do a lot of the antique and olden time cards. A befuddled-looking young man standing at a crossroads must choose between two women. Obviously, gender is irrelevant, as an angel or cherub hovers above. Adam and Eve typically represent the tempting energy of this card. Virtue and vice are other names for these crossroads. Head over heart is another interpretation of the Lovers, as is the choice. The Lovers of the Wild Unknown Tarot are two geese flying side by side off into the sunset. Over time, the choice, it seems, the choice was not so much between two people or paths, but whether to choose or enter into a or the, or even acknowledge the relationship at all, and not so much about the black and white duality of this card ruled by Gemini, the sign of the twins. Opposites attract. In the center is the Four of Wands, Leo, Sagittarius, Scorpio, which in the upright is classically a marriage card, or more specifically a wedding. The stage is set for festivities. A canopy of flowers, sometimes a pair of smiling flower girls dancing their way into the picture. On the after tarot, we see a cart pulled by a pair of white oxen, the whole family and community following. The Four of Wands, showing two poles on either side of the picture holding up this wedding canopy of holy origins, is called the 1111 card, a very deep rabbit hole. But as this card is today in the reverse in Minor Arcana, we won't overthink it. In the reverse, this isn't the happy marriage and family card it should be. Home is not the warm and welcoming place it should be. Life itself isn't what it should be. The card in the past position, another of the suit of fire, is the card of the winner. Depending on how many dog years you've been on the planet, this card of the proud team leader, laurels held high for all to admire, can be, and in this position often represents, one's peak or prime. This card is about public recognition, and as we can see by the one wary member of the admiring and adoring crowd, there is always someone who, as we can see by their cynical expression on the after tarot card, looks a bit jealous. This is a card of achievement, a victory card. For a younger person, this is your own fortunate situation. Lucky planet Jupiter rules this card, and according to the spread, you certainly have been. For a younger human, or anyone, the reversed marriage card means we're not ready, although some life-changing relationship or partnership decision or commitment seems to be in the cards. More scandalous would be a famous person having an affair anywhere other than their own home or in the public eye. Or, as everybody knows, Versace dresses the mistress and Armani dresses the wife. Anna Wintour.